This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. World leaders and members of the public have offered tributes to Britain's Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, who died Friday at the age of 99. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called the Duke an extraordinary man.
And we give thanks as a nation and a kingdom for the extraordinary life and work of Prince Philip.
The first reaction from the royal family came from Philip's grandson, Prince Harry, and his wife Meghan, who quit royal duties last year and moved to California. A short message on their website, Archwell, read, "Thank you for your service. You will be greatly missed." President Joe Biden and several other U.S. presidents paid tribute to Philip as well.
99 years old, he never slowed down at all, which I admire the devil out of.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Philip was a man of service, motivated by a sense of duty to others. Flags were lowered to half-staff at Buckingham Palace and at government buildings across London, and people began to lay flowers outside royal residences. A volcano on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent has erupted. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The island's government had already ordered some 16,000 people to evacuate homes near the volcano. And as they made their way along the winding mountainside roads, an ash column could be seen towering overhead. Emergency management officials estimated it reached 20,000 feet. And fortunately for St. Vincent, most of the ash was headed northeast over the Atlantic Ocean. But communities closest to the volcano reported heavy ashfall and poor visibility hindered the evacuations. Some are being put aboard cruise ships, others heading to nearby islands, and some 2,000 people are in government shelters. The 4,000-foot volcano last erupted in 1979 and continues to rumble. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. Pfizer is asking U.S. regulators to allow more kids to get its COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Pfizer and its German partner have asked the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to expand emergency use authorization of their COVID-19 vaccine to include adolescents from ages 12 through 15. Pfizer and BioNTech SE say they're working with the FDA and regulators in other countries to get emergency or conditional authorization for kids ages 12 through 15 as quickly as possible. Pfizer and BioNTech say preliminary results from late-stage testing found the vaccine safe and 100% effective for that age group. In December, the FDA gave emergency clearance for the two-dose Pfizer vaccine for people ages 16 and older. I'm Mike Gracia.
The chief county medical examiner who ruled George Floyd's death a homicide testified Friday that the way police held him down and compressed his neck was more than Floyd's heart could take. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Dr. Andrew Baker is the chief medical examiner for Hennepin County and the one who wrote the autopsy for George Floyd.
He experienced a cardiopulmonary arrest in the context of law enforcement's dual restraint and neck compression.
Baker said he did not watch the harrowing video of the arrest before examining Floyd.
I did not want to bias my exam.
Baker said that Floyd had heart disease and drugs in his system.
The law enforcement's dual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take by virtue of those heart conditions.
But that significant conditions listed on the autopsy were not the main cause of Floyd's death.
Mr. Floyd's use of fentanyl did not cause the subdural or neck restraint.
Audio of the trial was provided by Court TV. I'm Jennifer King.
Rapper DMX has died in New York. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
The rap star and actor was admitted to the hospital on Friday, April 2nd, and things did not look good from the start. The family issued a statement saying he was facing serious health issues. A later statement described him as being in a coma and on a ventilator. Over the years, DMX has battled with substance abuse. In 2019, he canceled a series of shows to check into rehab. He took to Instagram to apologize and thanked his fans for their support. That support remained strong. Last year, DMX faced off against Snoop Dogg in one of those versus battles. It drew more than 500,000 viewers. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A U.S. astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts arrived at the International Space Station Friday for a six-month mission. The three were launched in a capsule named in honor of former Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, who became the first human in space 60 years ago on April 12, 1961. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.